Welcome to World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN. I'm David Dye.
Shaky Graves is with us on today's World Cafe, and I have a feeling we're going to have a really good time. His new album, it's his second, is called And the War Came. Welcome.
Hi, it's nice to be here.
Nice to have you here. You have such a beautiful given name. It's so musical. Alejandro Rose Garcia.
Alejandro Rose Garcia.
Or like that.
Yeah.
So why Shaky Graves?
Well, I think it's always nice to have a little separation between myself and the music that I make, both in a kind of a songwriting capacity and also just as a personality thing. It lets me like take off my persona like a hat, I guess, when I need to.
And Shaky Graves is your persona?
Yeah.
Meaning what?
Meaning what? You seem so shocked. Well, I always lean towards dark-ish things, I'd say. One of the songs we're going to play is about a haunted house, I guess. So, you know, that kind of thing. I guess if you looked at all the lyrics that I have, there's sort of a tongue-in-cheek kind of death metaphor and everything. I don't want it to be too serious, but I also don't want it to be too bubbly.
Well, this will lighten it up because it always reminds me of Shakey's Pizza.
Perfect. See, that's exactly what I was going for. Pizza, dead people, all in one thing.
I see a movie in it.
Yeah.
And speaking of movies, you're one of them actor musicians.
Oh, yeah. I'm one of them.
You've been in a bunch of movies and you had a recurring role, The Swede.
Oh, God. Yeah.
On Friday Night Lights.
Yes,
but
I
why
did.
Are you saying, oh, God? Because.
Well, The Swede is like a nightmare version of me. That whole show is really surreal because it was all kind of improvised for the most part. So everybody's personality was kind of like just shadowed by their character. It was really weird. There was stuff like off camera that I'm like, are you guys seriously doing this right now? Or are we filming something? Or so I play like a sweaty musician who steals a girlfriend from a main character and I should be well hated whenever people are like, I love you. And I'm like, you're lying to me right now. Because if you watch that show, you shouldn't. You definitely shouldn't.
Or if I meet your girlfriend, you shouldn't.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, if it is a version of you.
No, nightmare version. Don't, no. No.
Oh, we're off to a rolling start here. So, are you still acting, or why did you decide to shift to music? I mean, you always played music.
Yeah, I mean, it's not one of those things where I was like, you're dead to me, acting. You know, I've always performed on, I've been a theater actor since I was a little kid, and it's something that I've always done. I really, really enjoy it, but it takes as much time as anything, you know? And I feel like making any money off of acting or music, and not just making money, but being successful and actually getting to participate in one of those arts is if one of them's working, you know, I think it's important to focus on it while something's happening. And I think that, you know, the fact that I get to play music and expand on that side of my creative process is much more personally fulfilling than playing roles that aren't me. Even though I am, you know, playing Shaky Graves, I guess. But I am Shaky Graves. Where am I? What's going on?
Oh, it's so confusing.
I'm so confused.
But that was a good answer.
Oh, thanks.
On today's cafe, Shaky Graves, he has a new album called And the War Came. The album's organized into two sections, as if it was both sides of an LP or what? I mean,
yeah, you're pretty right about that. That's kind of, I've always really enjoyed albums as albums, the way they flow, and I definitely think of them in terms of like a vinyl, just because I think that's a good way to sort of organize and separate certain ideas and thoughts. And originally, we wanted this album to be really polarized, and it didn't go that way, which I think was nice. It kind of could have gone in a really concept album sort of way. Originally, we wanted like a bunch of produced tracks to be on one side and then it to be really stripped down on the other, which I still would love to do at some point, but it didn't fit this time.
Let's start with the song we've been playing a lot called Dearly Departed. You wrote it with Esme Patterson, and here she is.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Esme.
Anything you want to say about it before we hear it?
I do a vampire voice in it.
And I just came up with a comeback to the vampire voice that makes me really sad we already recorded it.
Mm-hmm. Which is?
You guys are going to hear it for the first time ever.
That's right.
Wow.
Right
now.
So it's a scoop for
That's
the
right.
World Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
And you wrote this around Halloween time, is that right?
We wrote it on Halloween, actually, a year ago.
Halloween morning.
Whoa.
Shaky Graves, Dearly Departed. Hit it.
Okay. We'll be right back.
Dearly Departed on the World Cafe. So Esme, what was the line you added?
Then he says, you had to tell your friends that my fangs were fake in the cool Transylvania accent.
Fangs were fake.
I said, that bites.
Hey.
Oh.
Hey ho.
I'm so bummed. I just thought of that.
That's great. Now Esme, you're on tour with this band. Are you still in Paper Bird?
I just left Paper Bird after 8 years, and I'm doing my solo thing now and singing with these guys.
Great. Well, it's great to have you here. And who else is in the band?
Chris Busada is playing the drums. Esme Patterson is doing vocals. And our friend Patrick O'Connor is doing guitar and singing.
Excellent. So this new album is And the War Came. Mm-hmm. Which war would that be?
No actual war. We actually went and visited the site that we came up with the album name from last night. We were in D.C., and it comes from Abraham Lincoln's second inaugural address. And it's up in the Lincoln Memorial, 15 feet tall. And I think it's a pretty big catch-all statement about, I don't know, kind of being careful what you wish for. And it sort of has an ominous past tense thing going on where it feels like it's already happened, but it also feels like it's impending, you know, which is how I feel about a lot of stuff in life.
Something like when you feel too secure and then the war comes.
Yeah. I mean, it's stuff like that. It's sort of like wishing to be in love and then getting to be in love and realizing that it's actually a lot bigger than you would ever assume. And that the ramifications that come with anything like that is huge and can be analogous to a war.
So you and Esme have written 3 songs on this record.
Yeah.
Truth.
And we're going to hear another one that you did together, Big Time Nashville Star,
yeah,
as an acoustic duo today.
Yes, we are.
Which is great. Is that what you want to be?
An acoustic duo?
No, a big time Nashville star.
Oh, no, that's not what that song's about. That song is just kind of the, and I was talking about this the other day, in kind of the story of the album, if you will, that's where kind of the narrative shifts to the to a different person, in my opinion, on that album. That's sort of the side of like a breakup where one person really just has no, like, can't really be hurt by anything. It's like, I'm so done with this. You could do whatever you want. You know, you can try as hard. You can buy me flowers. You can build me a house. You can do, you know, you can wander and go be a big, wear a huge hat and, you know, be a big time Nashville star. And it doesn't matter. I don't really care. It's that kind of song.
Is this album kind of about a breakup?
Sort of. It's about a lot of stuff. But that's another one of the analogies for it, too, is that, you know, the war breakup. Also, just sort of, it's also kind of about building this band and collaboration and really, honestly, just about adding more people into your life and what it really means to love and be loved in every kind of way, you know, even just with your family or with a significant other or anything like that. It's a lot of responsibility. It's a responsibility album.
Let's hear it now. Okay. Shaky Graves and Esme Patterson.
Well, you might wander far, be a big-time Nashville star, still it never hurts. Even when you do your worst, turning.
Ooh.
Nashville star. Still it never hurts. Even when you do your worst.
Shaky Graves and Esme Patterson on today's World Cafe with a song that they wrote together and sang together. How does your writing collaboration work?
Pretty seamlessly.
It's like the most fun.
Yeah, it's really
ever.
Weird.
Do you sit down together, or who comes up with what? Or
it's been a little bit of both. Mm-hmm. We've been really good at workshopping each other's stuff. I'll come to her and be like, I have concept, and then she'll be like, that's dumb.
No, I won't.
Well, that's the nice part about collaborating with people is that you can be like, no, but. I see what you're, you know, I see what you're saying, but I don't know. It's been like, we've been able to pump out songs like within an hour, kind of usually.
Yeah. Just kind of like, it's this really strange writing process where I will be like, what's the next word? Like, we're trying to remember it.
Yeah, that's exactly what
it is. And then we'll be like, oh, it's that.
It's
and it's
porcupine. No, it's not porcupine.
No.
What is it?
But it's like we're sitting there trying to remember a song.
Yeah.
And then we remember it. It's just
and
really
then it's
strange.
Like, oh, it's Bronze Statue. We're like, Bronze Statue.
Duh.
Oh,
gosh.
And the name of the song is Bronze Statue. And we're like, oh, of course it is. Yeah.
That sounds like fun.
It is. Yeah.
Super fun.
How long have you been doing this? A year?
We don't get to see each other that frequently. I'm really happy that she's out singing with us and stuff. And she's the tour we're on, her solo project kicks the whole thing off. So we've been getting to hear her sing and do her songs every night too, which has been awesome.
So Shaky, you're from one of the great music scenes in the country, Austin,
mm-hmm.
Austin, Texas. And I understand they have a Shaky Graves Day.
They did. Yeah. It was in 2012. So the city did like a proclamation and it was Shaky Graves Day. And then I've celebrated it kind of ever since and used it as an opportunity to give away music and throw a big party. And
what an honor. So what happened on Shaky Graves Day?
I went and played laser tag, but early I had to go down to City Hall. It was kind of unceremonious it was a very Austin thing. Austin's wonderful. It's a huge honor. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's my hometown. I like live and breathe that place and always have. And so to me, what it really mattered was in a personal way. You know, to me, it meant a lot. But the whole thing was like at the beginning of a City Hall meeting, you came in and kind of played a song and they sort of were like, cool, here's a printed out piece of paper that the mayor signed. And you're like, yeah. And then they're like, okay, see you later. You know, bye. We'll put your CD in City Hall. See you later. Go away. And you're like, oh, okay, cool. Yeah, woo. And I went and got breakfast and didn't answer my phone all day and hung out with my friends, you know.
How do you choose what song to sing to the city council?
I don't know. I don't even remember what I did. It was so weird. It was very weird.
There are so many musicians in Austin. Does it make it harder to get noticed, or is it better because it's a really supportive scene?
A little bit of both.
Yeah.
You know, it's nice that it is a scene in a sense that, you know, if you're doing well there, you have an opportunity to take that farther. Like, you know, I raised enough of a stink there that I got to finally go on tour and do stuff like that. And then that's sort of gotten me out into the world. And then that continued to kind of tumble in a beneficial way.
Which a lot of Austin musicians never do.
Yeah, because it's also, you know, it's lovingly referred to from time to time as the Velvet Rut, because it's very it's very enjoyable to, you know, you can, it's like a gigantic mom's basement or something. You know, it's your, all your friends are there. It's easy to just like drink margaritas and play music and have a great time. And it's not always challenging. You know what I mean? In a huge, you know, it's not like trying to do that in New York or LA or something, which is pretty brutal. And that's both good and bad. You know?
You've tried that in New York and LA.
Yeah, I have.
And now you're back in Austin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wanted to go, I did well in New York and in LA, and that kind of gave me the confidence that if I can work my way up a little bit in scenes like that I should be able to do something good back in my hometown. And that was where I wanted to start anyway. You know, I really wanted to represent that tradition of local Austin musicians, and I feel very proud to have been from there and to you know, keep it on the home turf as much as I can.
Did South by Southwest help you a lot?
Oh God, I'm not even sure if that I'm not sure if that helps anybody. We got some great stuff out of it though. You know, some of the opportunities again that come there were wonderful. Like Esme and I did a session for Pandora where we played Dearly Departed, and that, you know, that did wonderfully. I mean, that song went crazy based on that kind of that taping. But those shows are just mind-numbingly intense to get in and out of. It is absolute insanity. And I don't know if anyone even has time to, like, absorb any of it, because it's chaos.
When you were growing up, who did you go out to see? Did you see, like, the Lubbock Mafia songwriters like Butch Hancock and those guys?
Well, it's you know, it's a little bit more than that. It's like they were just around a lot. And now that I'm older, I kind of piece together who these people were. We would always go to Kerrville Folk Festival when I was young. And again, like, there was just music everywhere to where I didn't even really notice it, per se. And then now that I'm, you know, older, I'm like, oh, my God. You know, that was like, what? Like, that was Jimmy Dale Gilmore that whole time? You know, like, what is this? What are you talking about? I love him now. And it's like, you know, kind of piecing together stuff like that.
You're going to do a song by yourself. It's on the new album with the band. And it's a personal request. I love this song. I love the image of it.
Partly
because I love that people are referred to as being hardwired by anthropologists and scientists.
Yeah, this is a very much an Austin songwritery song, you know what I mean? Or kind of that Central Texas, like you were saying, the Lubbock folks. And that's a song that I wanted to have on there that represented stuff like that, kind of the towns and Guy Clark sort of thing.
Bell water was wine back on Blue Mountain time, while I watched your loving expire, while I lay close to you as the lace on the shoe. And that's when I knew we were hardwired. Yeah, well, you bumbled like bees and I boiled like the seas, while you led where no one would follow. Yeah, so I hid in the mud of my Catholic blood and let that minute hand race towards tomorrow. But you are as you came, mostly bliss and cocaine, just a match, oh, begging for fire. Yeah, and I am as I was, sick with mercy and the truth always was, I was hardwired. So sit by the still, oh, drink up your fill. Yeah, tell all of them people your problem. Oh, well, those friends were so true when you were 22. Well, but now you've got nothing in common, 'cause they are as they came, mostly bliss and cocaine, just a match, oh, begging for fire. Yeah, and I am as I was, sick with mercy and love. Oh, well, I'm sorry enough, I was hardwired. So I say brace for good times,
yeah, do what feels right. And send me the bill when you tire. Oh, 'cause I am as I came, and I'll still be the same, 'cause I got nothing to blame. I was hardwired. Yeah, 'cause I am, oh, as I was, and I'll stay here because, well, you know the truth always was. Oh, I was hardwired.
Hardwired, finishing up our set from Shaky Graves today. Thanks to Shaky and Michaela Majune. The new album is called And the War Came. I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN is produced at WXBN in Philadelphia. If you'd like to hear more of our World Cafe sessions and get daily cafe alerts, you can sign up at our website at worldcafe.npr.org. As always, thanks for spending your time with the World Cafe.